From Troy to Constantinople, Cities and Societies of Ancient Turkey. Lecture 11. The Kingdom of Pergamon.
After the death of Alexander the Great in 323 BC, various generals cut his empire into little pieces. Egypt was taken by Alexander's childhood friend Ptolemy, and Persia, as well as most of Alexander's eastern empire, came under the control of a general named Seleucus. Now keep Seleucus in mind. We'll be talking about him on and off for the next couple of lectures, though he won't be a major player in this lecture. Now Anatolia fell to two individuals, a man named Lysimachus, who had been Alexander's bodyguard, gained control of northwestern Anatolia, while the lion's share of the region, along with Syria, fell to Antigonus, nicknamed the One-Eyed, from a wound he'd received in battle. None of these men was content with his piece of the pie. Each harbored a dream of recreating Alexander's empire, with himself at the helm. So the 25 years after Alexander's death was a time of constant warfare, with various of these generals that I've just mentioned sometimes allying themselves with one another, other times fighting one another. In the year 301 BC, for example, Lysimachus and Seleucus united against Antigonus the One-Eyed and defeated him in the highlands of Phrygia at the Battle of Ipsus. This victory allowed Seleucus to add Syria to his possessions, and Lysimachus gained control of Anatolia. So, with this battle then, in 301, Anatolia now is controlled by Lysimachus. And this is kind of the important point here, because with this expanded territory, Lysimachus also gained a great deal of wealth, and he needed to find a safe location to store his treasury. It amounted to some 9,000 silver talents, and a talent is a weight measure. So this mass of silver weighed about 500,000 pounds, quite a bit of silver. He chose the village of Pergamon, located midway down the west coast of Anatolia, to serve as his treasury city. It was a naturally high citadel of rock, so easily defensible. But he needed a man to protect it, and he assigned a Macedonian that he had in his army, a man named Philotyrus, to protect this great treasure at Pergamon. And Philotyrus faithfully guarded Lysimachus's money for 20 years. In 282 BC, 20 years later, Lysimachus, now an old man, was deeply unpopular in Anatolia. He had been taxing the Anatolians, and he also had been having trouble with various of his sons, each one wanting to succeed him, and each one playing a section of the kingdom off on the other. Now Lysimachus, by now an old man, had still one last old ally from the days when they served Alexander the Great, and this is the general Seleucus I'd mentioned before. Seleucus and Lysimachus, of course, had allied themselves against Antigonus the One-Eyed. But by 282 BC, Seleucus, knowing that Lysimachus was unpopular with the people on the west coast of Anatolia, decided to take some of that territory for himself. So Seleucus entered western Anatolia and was enthusiastically received by the Greeks living there. And actually, Philotyrus, this man who had been entrusted with the treasury of Lysimachus, also welcomed Seleucus. What had happened was, there had been, as I mentioned, this conflict between the sons of Lysimachus, and Philotyrus had kind of gotten involved with this struggle and actually feared that, depending on which son of Lysimachus became more powerful, Philotyrus was afraid that he would suffer. So the easiest thing for him to do was to reset his loyalties with Seleucus, who had just invaded the region with his army.